Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello. Happy Friday, June 28th, 2024. This is the Biblically-Centered Kids Podcast. My name is Miss Danica, and I'm excited to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening. Well, today we've got a fun national holiday, Paul Bunyan Day. Have any of you heard of Paul Bunyan? Well, today is dedicated to one of America's most famous folklore heroes. That's right, his name, Paul Bunyan. The character Paul Bunyan was brought to life by the stories that lumberjacks from the northeastern United States and eastern Canada told way back in the 18th century. They were only recited, as in just told, like stories, so no original written accounts exist. But loggers continued the tradition of Paul Bunyan stories for decades, embellishing it with more and more details to make this lumberjack larger than life. Along the way, he also gained a companion, a giant blue-colored ox called Babe the Blue Ox, who is said to be a gift from Paul's fellow woodsmen, Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. Unlike most other folklore heroes, Paul Bunyan has an origin story. As the story goes, five storks were needed to carry this large newborn. As he became older, when he clapped his hands and laughed, windows shook and shattered. Another tale has him sawing the wooden legs off his parents' bed in the middle of the night when he was only 7 months old. Today, stories about Paul Bunyan have appeared in more than 1,000 books, and this character is renowned as one of the most popular and recognizable characters in American folklore. You can find a lot of fun stories of this made-up character and his blue ox. And so I would ask your parents if they could find some for you today, because he's a really fun character. I really enjoyed him growing up. All right, well, it is Friday, and you know what that means. That's right, it's quiz day. You can either answer aloud or grab a pen and paper to write down your answers. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, question number one. What is virtue Z that we've been talking about all week? Is it A, zebrafish, B, zillionaire, or C, zealous? That's right. Is it A, zebrafish, B, zillionaire, or C, zealous? Of course, it's C. Virtue Z says we zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God. Okay, well, question number two, that brings us to, what does the word zealous mean? Does it mean A, lazy and tired, or B, great energy and enthusiasm? So lazy and tired, or great energy and enthusiasm. Well, yes, it is B. When we are zealous to share the gospel, it means we are enthusiastic and passionate about. How silly would it be if our virtues stated we lazily and tiredly share the gospel? No, we want to be energetic and have good enthusiasm. All right, question number three. What does the word gospel mean? Does it mean A, good news, B, great news, or C, goofy news? A, good news, B, great news, C, goofy news. Well, if you remember from Monday's episode, the gospel means good news. Question number four. What is the good news that we get to share with others? Is it A, Jesus, God's son, coming to earth? B, Jesus living a perfect life, C, Jesus dying on the cross, or D, Jesus raising from the dead? Of course, yes, it is all of those things. Because of what Jesus did that we could never do, we now get to have eternal life when we believe in him. We get to be a part of God's amazing family. So that good news is all of those things, that Jesus, God's son, came to earth, lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and was raised from the dead. All right, question five. What are the four books of the Gospels in the New Testament? So when we think of the New Testament, the first four books we normally refer to as the Gospels. What are they called? Is it A, Matthew, Thomas, Daniel, and John? Is it B, Bartholomew, Elijah, Luke, Timothy? Or is it C, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Bunch of names. Was it A, Matthew, Thomas, Daniel, John? B, Bartholomew, Elijah, Luke, Timothy? Or C, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And yep, answer C is correct. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were each a disciple of Jesus and wrote their gospel to serve different purposes. They were each writing their testimony of various experiences that they had with Jesus. And these serve as accurate insights to how Jesus interacted with people and all the incredible things he did when he was on earth. All right, question number six. What are prophecies, or what does the word prophecy mean? A, letters about how to behave. B, messages from God about the future. Or C, commands for us to follow. So prophecies, are they letters about how to behave? B, messages from God about the future? Or C, commands for us to follow? Answer B is right. The Bible contains a lot of prophecies or messages from God about the future, and then the Bible shows us how they were fulfilled. Books in both the Old and the New Testament actually contain prophecies. So we talked about how a lot of those prophecies, somewhere in the number of around 300, Jesus fulfilled from the Old Testament. And then we have prophecies in Revelation about the future and things that will be fulfilled. So that is really cool that God gives us that insight and gives us those prophecies. All right, well, that is the end of our quiz. Well, how did you do? If you want to review what we talked about today, feel free to listen to this week's episodes to really let the information sink in. Being zealous about our faith is really important. And I hope that you found time to share the good news with someone this week. We have some super exciting episodes coming up this weekend that I hope you will listen to. Don't forget to have your parents visit biblicallycentered.com to get some resources for your biblical family virtue journey. And if you enjoy listening to Biblically Centered Kids, well, why don't you tell all your friends so they can work on biblical virtue with you? Remember, let's be a light to the world. Until next time.